Hello and welcome to Nextbox Gamer Radio, episode 26. I am your host, UT Crazy, and today I am alone. This is the first episode on BinRev Hack Radio. I'm alone, but sometimes I need to be because my schedule doesn't work out with some other people, so we can't get recording, can't get together. It's a hassle, but we get through it. I fired Taylor, T-Primex, he had a negative attitude, and it's been like that for a long time. I didn't want it to be like that. He's still gonna write reviews for Xbox, and that's all I care about, as long as he's some part of it, because I think he's still gonna get credit for everything, because he was the main founder with me before we had 11 employees or whatever. Don't know how many more, but he started it with me, and the name was his idea. I mean, Next Generation Xbox Reviews is mine, but Nextbox and Nextbox Revolution is mine, but Nextbox is the core of everything. And it was fun, and I think we both enjoyed it sometimes more when he just came over here and we record. I'm sure he'll join us on some of the episodes. I just don't think he likes being an employee. He likes being his own person, doing it whenever he wants. So it's kind of hard having to be the boss and having to be in charge of people, because everyone always sees you like the overlord trying, like, they like look at you like you're a slave driver. I don't really want it to be like that. It's fun. It's a fun thing. It's extra time. I'm not dedicating my whole life to it. There are weeks, and I guarantee there will be weeks when there isn't going to be a new episode, and I'm going to start playing over the old episodes. But hopefully not too many. I'm not going to be able to say that I'm going to do a new episode every week, but I'm going to try to. Usually we record every Friday. If other people, like last Friday we had Kenny and Huey and Taylor, and that was really fun, because it was episode 25, and that has a big, like, ring to it, episode 25. It was really fun. We played a lot of Xbox Live, and Need for Speed Underground 2, and I'm very hooked on this new game, Crimson Skies. It isn't new, it's new to me, Crimson Skies, and very hooked on Xbox Live lately since Taylor came on. Don't know why, but I go on there about once a day, play a good solid hour. That's all I ask. Some days I go on a lot more, there's more things to do. Need for Speed Underground 2 blew me away with the aggressiveness of the players on Need for Speed Underground 2. And Crimson Skies kind of surprised me, but in a good way, because I thought Crimson Skies wasn't going to be good, so I kind of judged it because I didn't know what to play. But now that I've gotten into the game, I haven't beaten it, I'm not close, I've beaten the first two levels or whatever, but I'm going to try it on Xbox Live sometime. Pandora Tomorrow, I like that game. I was close to buying GTA 3, but I just bought Crimson Skies and pizza, so I didn't have the money on me. Someone else owes me money, but I'll buy it soon, hopefully very soon, maybe next week, next few weeks. I really like that game. I don't know, I tend to joke around at it. I'm not going to be like Taylor and be like, you can't use cheats. I'm going to be using cheats for the first little bit, and I know it, because I'm not going to be able to just go through the storyline. I'm going to try to, and maybe I'll succeed, but I'm not going to do it solely on without cheats. I know I'm going to use cheats. I'm not going to play the whole game with cheats, though. I'm not going to be that cheap. I'm going to use cheats the first while I get it, just to joke around, mess around, have fun, and that's all I like to do in games. I don't care if I do good, as long as I have fun. But I also try to beat the game. But beating the game in single player is different than pwning someone on multiplayer. I mean, it's totally different. I recorded my segment for NDIF episode 3. That show is coming along. We're getting a lot of emails on there, getting a lot of comments, and I want that for an Xbox. So you can email us any comments. Maybe the sound quality is bad, maybe you need to be a little more energetic, maybe have a few topics for the show, maybe you've got a new game, want to give your opinion on it, maybe you want to write a review. Send it to radio@nextbox.tk or utcrazy@hotmail.com. You can send any comments to either address, doesn't matter to me. As long as you send some sort of comment. Had a good listener, Nick, last week on Thursday. Had a good amount of listeners, and I'm happy when we get quite a few. Wasn't a lot, can't expect a lot, but I had fun listening to it myself. Sometimes I don't listen into the stream, but lately I've had to, because I mean once it gets going, like a few months ago, nothing, no problems happen in the stream, but I kind of have to just listen and see if it starts properly. But I don't really like listening to myself. That's why I hate doing show notes, because I hate listening to myself, because it sounds like I sound different on the computer, on the microphone, and yeah, it's kind of weird how you look different than yourself on TV, and you sound different on the radio, on the computer. But I've had fun with Xbox. Don't know how long more it's gonna last. Hopefully, I have a feel, if one person sends me an email with a comment, I'm going to continue on. One person. So if you want to be that one person that takes the stand and sends that email to continue on with Xbox, I don't care if your comment's terrible, saying we sound like noobs and we shouldn't continue on gaming and we should go and die in a hole. I just want some sort of comment. I mean, I get comments from Kizzle, I get comments on Hacker Media. Occasionally I get comments on BinRev, but I want us to be as popular as some of the other shows, and I'm kind of sad that we're not, because we've been here for a while. But, I think we've done it. We've been doing the radio shows since before the summer, just the starting of summer, last summer, and continue it now. We've gotten a lot of my friends interested, a few people on BinRev, a few people on Hacker Media. It's not bad. We get some good page views, and I'm happy with that. I set up a content management system called Mambo. If you don't know what a content management system is, kind of might be lost, but it's just a way to organize information on a website, and it kind of powers the website. But you can, if you want to get see what it's all about, go to dhost.info/utcrazy, and you will find it there. I'm eventually going to get a .tk thing for it, maybe nextgen.tk. I don't know. I don't update my blog as regularly as I should, but at least I do it sometimes. It's okay. It's just kind of weird to express who I am. Whatever's happening in my life, in Xbox. You'll never know what this wow is about Xbox. You will soon enough. It's pretty big, and hopefully we'll get a lot of more people interested in Xbox maybe because of it, and it should be a big improvement. Should help a lot. What are we at? This is going to be a clip of me and T-Primex talking about some stuff. So enjoy.
This phone.
So?
know, I hate non-cordless phones.
So, get a cordless phone.
I have a cordless phone. It's not working.
Then, get it to work.
Well, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, why can't you get it work tonight?
I will get it working tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
No, not bye, but when are you going to get it working?
Soon.
Like, next 5 minutes?
I don't know.
Well, I'll just tell you, like, right now, I'll just tell you this, and then I can re-say it on this. So, it was terrible. I wanted to kill myself, that's how bad it was.
Why?
Because, okay, first of all, we were inside all freaking day. All freaking day.
Yeah.
We had gym at the end, and I'm like, I hate gym, but I love gym because I can actually walk around. I don't know if my teacher, like, heard me, but I'm gonna kill myself. I just stabbed me with a pen right now. I don't wanna.
That's all that
I don't
happened.
Wanna do another day, second in here. And I, like, had my head on my desk, and had my hands on my head, and then he's like, oh, it's a rough day staying inside, and I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I gotta play Xbox and watch kids in the hospital.
Good for you, but it was terrible. And I thought, I'm thinking, well, I might as well go to school because, well, I didn't think that, but I was thinking that I might as well go to school because not a lot of people are going to be there. I'm like, oh, there's going to be, like, less than half our class there. We won't have to do anything. But, you know
what?
We had, like,
you were
six people.
The choice not to go?
No, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
I was saying. I'm like, well, it won't be so bad because, like, I thought half our class would be gone, and then I wouldn't have to, I wouldn't have to do any work.
Uh-huh.
But we did. We did probably more work than we do some days. And it would have been even, like, if I had geography, I would have just been, like, I would have to do it. Like, we had, for French.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, oh, this is even worse. I was sitting there, I was drawing. Whole time.
Are you doing that story thing?
What?
Are you doing that story thing?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I really don't like doing that.
Oh, I thought I was gonna, like, die. It was, like, one of the worst days of my life.
Uh-huh.
Sitting in that school all day, indoor recesses, even were boring because everyone was doing work.
Today was sort of bad for me in a way.
You got high speed.
Not on the what computer I usually use.
So just get, if you would have listened to me, then you could have, like, used a wire and it would have been.
And
easy.
Then the phone.
But why isn't it working on the computer?
It was terrible, and I didn't get my 2 CDs today, and it was horrible.
But why doesn't it work upstairs?
I have no idea. I don't think my mom is doing something right.
Well, did you put in the wireless card?
Don't know what that is, so
I don't
know.
Little antenna?
What?
It's probably a thing, and it has, like, a little antenna on the end.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, you need that. And if you have that, then the wireless networks.
You know.
That
have antennas on it.
What?
You have these two boxes.
Yeah, those are probably it. But you know what? Okay, it was actually a pretty nice weekend because everyone was like, oh, thank you, Mark, you're the best. Because everyone was trying to help my cousins because they had a wireless network and they couldn't get it working. And I went in, like, my brother tried to fix it, he couldn't. Like, my dad, he was in computer and stuff, he couldn't fix it. Like, my uncles, they couldn't fix it. Then I went in and fixed it. I'm like, oh, thank you. And they're like, my mom's like, Mark, get off the computer. You're not supposed to be on the computer when you're on your cousins. And I'm like, and then I was like, oh, leave him alone. He fixed the computer. He deserves it. So I was, like, on the computer the whole night.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
I see. It was.
So I see you're trying to be a mod. Skill.
No, I'm not. But I just thought it'd be nice. And I devoted my Gaia to our guild.
I see you donated a lot.
I did.
You know what's weird about donation?
What?
Is say, you know how you have to pay 100 gold to get in, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, that 100 gold goes to the guy who creates the guild.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants with that money.
And then all the donations go.
But the donations, he's not allowed, like, accessing.
Yeah.
And that's one of the upcoming features.
What do you mean, upcoming features? Like
it
accessing
is,
the donations?
Something special to do with the guild that you can use the donation gold for.
Oh, yeah, but, like, he can. People that have guilds for a while can access it. But I think he said, oh, the Gaia guild, the guild account isn't done yet or something. He said, so I can't access the donations. And then this one thing, I don't know who said it, but he's like, oh, we have like, some future plans and stuff. And then someone said, oh, what plans are you going to do with it? He's like, I don't know. I don't have anything planned.
Yeah.
like stumped him. I don't know who that was.
Yeah.
That was funny. Oh, today you were probably, like, sitting at home watching kids in the hall and I'm in school, like, oh, I couldn't stand it. Like, if that day, like, happened tomorrow, I bet I could have, like, it would have been like any other day. But it just seemed like today it was all dark outside, and I usually like dark, but it was really freaking me out. That funny thing on whatchamacallit, you know, that show, Corner Gas?
Yeah.
You ever seen that show? Did you see it yesterday?
I don't watch that show.
Oh, you don't? You don't? I think you're too big for that, cool for that show.
I don't like that show.
This one person said she didn't have any fears, and they were talking about this one person had a fear of balloons, which is globophobia. They were saying, what about the people that have the fear of globes? What's their fear called? So anyway, at the end, like, this person, they try everything. They, like, put her in a box. They're like, oh, so you're not claustrophobic? She's like, no. And they're like, put her on the top of a building. Oh, I guess you're not afraid of heights. And then at the end, they're like, she walks out of the room, and she goes outside to take out the trash. And then, the two main characters, like Brent and whatever, what about she doesn't seem to have any fears, but what about those people with the fear of open spaces? I mean, what's up with that? I mean, who's afraid of open space? And then she, like, goes outside, and she like, sees, like, all this open space because they're, like, in the country. And then she's like, ah, and she, like, drops the curve. It's a funny ending. Very funny indeed. But you know what sucks?
What?
All these repeats on TV. Everything seems to be repeats, like, just at the beginning of, like, January and stuff. Seasons are trying to pick up after where they left off and before Christmas. Yep. So, what's new with you? So it's high
my
speed
and, like, yeah, that's about it.
That's about it?
Yeah.
You sure? High speed? Wireless? today. Not a good day. But I guess tonight's pretty good. And I'll have to go back tomorrow for another day. But, and then I'll probably have to do that debate tomorrow. Because Alona wasn't there, so I couldn't do the debate. What are you doing?
I'm
learning
around
with the
wire
code,
like a big
cord.
Knot.
Yeah.
I was so tying.
Why don't you have a cordless phone?
I would.
I have
be
two
on the
cordless
phone
phones.
I was trying to call you on the cordless phone, and it was a big
like
disaster.
You call me.
And then when you were calling, I tried to pick up with the cordless phone, and that became a big disaster.
Yeah. Like, my one phone's always dying, and I always have to, like, switch phones, because we're going to get one of the, we're going to get, like, one of, like, the new, like, high-tech phones, and it's, like, 5.6 gigahertz. Yeah, but even more so high-tech. It's, like, 5.6 gigahertz, so it doesn't, like, conflict with the wireless.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well.
I have a job on the guild to do, and I did half of it today.
Yeah, you know what? You need to spell check your guild rules.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Full of errors.
Oopsie.
And then everything you seem to type has errors in it, only on the guild. Like, this one thing, you're like, oh, what's with the DS? I mean, the quality of games on the...
Yeah.
On the original Game Boy is just the same.
Well,
like, quality?
I spelled quality wrong.
And then you spelled something wrong, and then yesterday I'm like, you couldn't spell dolphin?
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
I'm a really bad speller.
Sometimes you are, and sometimes you aren't. It seems like you're like mom types up your reviews, because you talk like, but your reviews, you like talk as if you're like talking to someone, like you're talking to me about it. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I better get going.
So when can you come back on? I'm just gonna use this as like a clip for the show.
I don't know.
Cause
maybe
I was so
it won't
crazy.
Be fixed tonight. I hope so.
Okay, just go on. Oh yeah, you're already on MSN. You don't need to get off. Oh, someone else is.
Yeah.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was me rambling on about stuff. That was me rambling on about my one day at school, that it was like a snow day basically, but it wasn't. So some people showed up and some people didn't. That was just my day. It was it's a very crude recording. I don't know why. It doesn't sound as good as, I think I was a bit energetic, more so than I usually am. So I wish I could send that clip to Kizzle, because he was saying I wasn't energetic, but I try to be. We have fun when there's a lot of people. Last episode 25 is a good example of that. We have fun when he's actually here recording with me. Episode everything probably before 20 is an example of that. We have a lot of fun, and that's the whole point of the show. We're not. Jeez, I mean, it's to a lot of people, their radio show, it's like a burden. This is fun. I don't spend hours on end in coding and making it the way it is. What we do, we record an hour, we're just talking, we have fun, talk about what's happening in our lives, talk about games, talk about what's new, talk about life, talk about computers, and then I go into the Audacity program, and I export, and then I go into the lame command line, and I export it, and then I upload it. And now I have to upload it to BinRev, but that still isn't hard. None of it is hard. It's fun. I like getting comments about it. I like hearing myself some ways on there, like, I've accomplished this. This hasn't been a waste of time. This definitely has not been a waste of time. I mean, we're not going to be as popular as Sean Kennedy, but I wouldn't say it's a waste of time. If we had one person listen, ever, one person, everything else no one ever listens to, no one ever hears, I'd be disappointed. I would say these past few months have been a waste of time, but I haven't dedicated my whole life to it. He comes over, we record the hour-long episode, then we play Xbox. That is a memorable time, and I'm sure we'll always remember this. Some of our old websites, we completely forget. We wouldn't remember our star because it wasn't successful. It wasn't what we wanted. It wasn't fun. It wasn't anything. We're going to remember an Xbox. And I think a lot of people will remember it, because all of our employees will remember. All of our friends will remember. I'm still getting people. Oh, I haven't listened to your radio show yet. What's the link? You guys seem to be having fun on there. I enjoy it a lot. Just sitting here, even though I'm talking to myself, I know someone else will hear it. And I really enjoy it a lot. I don't know. No one could say it was a waste of time. And even if we didn't get a whole ton of listeners, I mean, it still is a waste of time. It's fun. We get to express ourselves the way we want, and I really persuade anyone. I mean, when we started it, seriously, the first episode sucked a lot, and we didn't have fun, we didn't know what to do, I encoded it as Windows Media Audio format at variable bitrate, and it doesn't sound good, but I really enjoy this, how it's turning out, how I've improved. I definitely can't say it's been a waste of time now, because I've learned all this stuff about audio editing. I've learned all this stuff about a lot of things from other people, how to manage it, get more people, how to manage a website. I'm doing a lot better than I did with RStar. RStar, we had rstar.to.on. That was just the worst thing. There's ads. I know no one likes ads now. Pop-ups that lures people away. Good thing to have a lot of ways for people to comment. forums, even if we don't have a lot of people. It's just a way people come in, say something, leave, guestbook, emails, more emails. I've learned a lot. I've learned a ton about, I mean, if you handed me this program, Audacity, and the microphone about 5 months ago, let's see, January, December, November, October, let's say 7 months ago, I couldn't do anything. I could record, wouldn't be able to add in audio, background music, voice effects, noise reduction. It wouldn't work out. It would be one of the worst shows you've ever heard. That's why the first episode didn't go so well. Then as we moved up, keep on getting better and better. Fourth episode, start having a bit more fun. Quality of the show goes up. We have some set, defined lines of what we are, what we do, what the show's about. We know exactly what we're doing. And then from then on, it just keeps on improving, improving. Episode 20 or something, we started on BinRev. Just keep on going and going. Even a little bit before that, we were on Hacker Media. Keep on going and going. Go to BinRev. Keep on going and going. I don't know what's next. I guess since it's fun, it isn't a burden. I mean, I could say right now, we've had a good run. Maybe I'll stop this episode. This is the last episode of next week's. But I don't think that would be fair to some people, and I don't think that would give it justice, just having me on the last episode. I'll tell you this right now. On the last episode of Nextbox, we're going to have a whole ton of people, different radio show hosts. I'm going to guarantee that two other people come in, different radio show hosts. Also, I'm going to get a lot of my friends here. It's going to sound amazing. We're going to have music. It's going to be long. It's going to be fun. And we're going to have the best time. It isn't going to be sad. And when this show ends, I'm starting something new. Something maybe console related. Maybe continue. Maybe start another radio show. Maybe we'll have a new radio show, different theme. News show, kind of overdone, but maybe it could happen. I don't know. I've been continuously doing projects since I started Entertainment Realm. That fails. Maybe a few months after that, it was a little bit. It was almost, I'd say, half a year, and then we went back. Me and Taylor, one day, it was little extra info for you, just kind of like a biography of Nick, of us, like, right, one day we were just sitting, it was a summer day, two summers ago, the summer of 2003, so, sitting there in my living room, on like a nice breezy night, and I said we should start something new. And we went to my laptop and we said, this is the plan, what's this website gonna be? We gave ourselves like titles in the company, what our company was called, different other people we'd put into this project, and it was one of the greatest nights that started it all. As soon as our star failed, we knew it failed. It was one of the worst websites I've ever made, besides the Entertainment Realm. Didn't have any, like, we got some visitors, we got some comments, but nowhere near as popular as Nextbox. Nowhere near the quality of Nextbox. So then a little while after that, maybe I'm surprised now how long it was. It was almost a year, or no, it was probably about half a year later we started Nextbox, maybe less than half a year, and that was just, we thought to ourselves, the reason why we failed on RStar is because we were too general, entertainment, review star, we did any reviews. We needed to be specific, and I thought we couldn't do this because I wasn't huge into Xbox, as I just got mine. But we did it, actually, and we created an Xbox because we could. We said we're only going to deal with Xbox. We didn't even think we were going to do a radio show until later. We had reviews. Don't know what sparked the radio show. I think I was listening to Minra, and that just, I guess, sparked it. And I had a mic. I've bought several mics since then. And nothing professional, still just in my basement kind of thing, and this is where we are now. Episode 26, like I said, Nextbox started right near summer. It's been a long time. Wow, this is really a lot deeper than I thought I'd go with this, but I mean, I don't think I've wasted my time here. It's just, it's gone by fast, though. I mean, like, picture it, 2 years ago or so, we were at Entertainment Room. Not a good website. 1 year ago, we were at RStar. It was a lot better than Entertainment Room, yes, but not near as good as Nextbox. And now, we're at Nextbox. I can't say in a year we're here on our new website. I might be able to say that, but I can't say, oh, Nextbox, that one sucks. I'm never gonna be able to forget Nextbox. I'm not shutting down Nextbox in any way, shape, or form right now. I'm not planning to. I'm not planning even shutting it down. When we do shut it down, it's gonna remain up. I'm gonna update it a bit. Maybe we won't do radio shows like this. Maybe it'll be something new. But I have a feeling we're going to get Taylor back on the show sometimes, because I know he's a good guy and he can be a fallback, so that I can, sometimes when Kenny or Huey can't do it, maybe he can do it. But, well, this has been one of the greatest kind of emotional things that I've said on Nextbox. I don't want to go all, like, soggy and soft, but it's been great. So thank you for listening to this episode of Nextbox. It's been about absolutely just whatever. I hope some people listen to it and they take it to heart and they send us in some comments. I'd really appreciate it. I'd really appreciate it if we got some comments, because I've spent a long time and effort in this, but it's been fun. So thank you for listening to Nextbox Gamer Radio, episode 26. It's been you too crazy. Keep gaming, America.